Wind whipped at Nott's clothing as he rushed across the grounds toward the flames. As they drew closer, they saw a group of Odinites gathered at a distance from the flames. Nott realized they were all humans, Danil among them.
Why are the Tielans?
Some of the humans looked at one another. Danil stared intently at the ground.
Carter's bones!
Nott squinted and could just make out a few forms running between the burning tents.
You mean some of them are still in there?
Goddess, why aren't any of you helping them?
Yeah, we'd start a bucket brigade. I'm going in.
The fire had engulfed roughly a dozen tents and spread to the branches of the large ash tree around which the Tielans had camped. A Tielan woman ran right into him, but he managed to catch the woman by the arm.
It's okay, I won't hurt you. Who did this?
Her response confirmed Nott's fears. This was not an accident, it was an attack. Either by humans in the camp or Kamites from Tinska. As Nott rushed into the haze, two more Tielans ran towards him, but the moment they saw him, they changed course. Ahead of him, Nott saw someone lying in the grass. He rolled the body over. It was a Tielan man, eyes wide, face pale, dead. Not from the flames either. His abdomen was torn to pieces.
Someone took an axe to him.
Nott couldn't see through the smoke, but the laugh was close. Following instinct, he darted between a pair of smoldering tents and raised his black bark staff. Nott yanked him up roughly by the collar and came face to face with Mick, the axe-wielding man with the Kamite tattoo who'd been the ringleader of Oprestia's abusers. Mick's eyes widened when he recognized Nott.
Oh, shit!
Nott headbutted him, and his axe dropped to the ground. Nott could see a group of Tielans on the other side of the tents. Seven men on horseback surrounded them, herding them together. There was no doubt, Kamites from Tinska had set fire to the Tielan tents. And the horrifying smell told Nott that at least a few Tielans had perished in the flames. Nott threw Mick into one of the burning tents. Nott saw a Tielan figure running between two of the tents a row over. Nott quickly crept between another gap in the tents and grabbed the figure by the arm.
Shh. Kavan.
Nott.
Nott raised a finger to his lips.
Stay behind me.
Nott handed Kavel his staff and drew his dagger. Sparks floated down from the burning tree limbs above them. To their right, but facing away from them, was a tall man carrying a club. Nott slipped up behind him, wrapped one arm around the man's head, then drew the blade of his dagger across the man's throat. To Nott's left, another human was dragging a Tielan child by the arm. Nott crept up beside the man, grabbed the human's wrist, and twisted. The man let go of the boy. Nott twisted harder, then raised his dagger.
I won't hurt you. Come on.
Nott walked the sobbing child back to Cavil.
Get the woman and the boy to safety. And let me have the staff.
Thank you.
Nott turned his focus to the group of Tielans huddled between the human riders.
Seven men. I can handle seven men, even on horseback.
As he approached the nearest rider, the man's horse began to back away. But Nott caught up in time to swing his staff at the man's skull. The riderless horse galloped away. And Nott lunged at the next rider, grabbing him by the belt. And heaving him to the ground. Nott threw his dagger into the nearest man's neck. Between the fire and Nott's violent outburst, the remaining horses spooked. One turned and galloped away, taking its rider with it. Another threw its rider. The Tielans took advantage of the chaos to flee, while the remaining two humans dismounted before their horses could throw them as well. The thrown rider climbed back to his feet, so Nott faced three men, a pitchfork and two axes between them. Nott dodged an axe and swung his staff into the attacker's shins. then kicked him in the face. He parried a pitchfork thrust with his staff and struck the assailant in the face. The man he'd kicked tried to stand, but not kicked him again. Just as the third attacker rushed forward with his axe, not stepped neatly out of the way, and gripped the man's arm as he passed, twisted, and threw him into the ground. Pitchfork man charged again, but not extended his staff, thrusting it into the man's throat. He collapsed to his knees, eyes rolling back in his head. Not drove his heel into the face of the last Kamite who tried to stir, and then everything was still. Not looked up just in time to see one of the flaming branches of the giant ash tree collapse onto the burning tents below in a burst of sparks.